happened out on 974 near what is the old Lakeview Club. And apparently they had an event there last night that attracted a lot of people, and they were parking along the roadway. And the constable actually made the initial stop. They were trying to deal with a car that was impeding the roadway. And one of our deputies was out to assist and was actually on the passenger side of the vehicle, leaning through the window to observe a video that had been, you know, part of the in-car video. And just within seconds of having leaned into the car, this other car, which was traveling down the road leaving the venue, slammed into the back of the constable's car. Of course, the constable was in the driver's seat, and our deputy was leaning through the window. It knocked our deputy back and into the ditch, and he's really sore, but thankfully doesn't have any injuries other than, you know, they did complete CAT scan and you know, X-rays, and they don't find any broken bones other than the fact that he's just extremely sore and has you know, potential, you know, to be off work for a few days because of it.
Any idea how fast the car was going on the impact?
You know, I don't know. I know that the witnesses, including our deputy, don't recall hearing any effort to brake. So they just slammed into them. I don't know what the speed is.
I'm not familiar with where the Lakeview Club is. Where would that be in relation to Edge or?
It's called Tabor Road, FM 974.
Yeah.
FM 2223 intersection and FM 974. It would be just basically northeast of there, probably less than a mile. It's between, actually, I think, Dillashaw Tap Road and Wilcox Lane, between those two intersections on FM 974.
Okay. I cannot recall ever seeing this set of circumstances where you had the deputy that was outside leaning in the vehicle.
Right. It's certainly kind of a freakish type thing. You know, the deputy again was just there to assist. We're trying to make sure the roadway was safe for travel, and they just got the constable's car got clipped in the the driver's side, the rear quarter panel, and did significant damage to the car and you know, resulted in, you know, a pretty shocking injury potential for the two deputies. Thankfully, they weren't hurt.
Any sort of estimate of how far your deputy was thrown?
You know, he related to us that it knocked him back with such force that it kind of knocked the wind out of him. He couldn't even talk, and they were... When they realized that he was, constable asked how he was. You know, they couldn't find him. I mean, but of course it was dark, and he couldn't actually communicate because he winded, knocked the wind out of him. So he actually was apparently thrown well into the ditch where they couldn't obviously see him. They were very, very concerned for the two officers and. You know, our deputy was released from the hospital last night. We escorted him home and made sure that, you know, we're going to follow through with the doctor's instructions and keep him off work for the time he needs to heal properly.